Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Kuf Gimel. We're a little bit behind. I believe we left off by there's three Mishnayos on Kuf Beis Mabez. We left off a little before the midway of Kuf Beis Mabez by the second Mishnah. I think that's where we left off. Machzir Matiyah Mikdash. Yeah. So we're in the last two blot and change of the Masechta. Let's try to catch up as much as possible. But again, Daf Kuf Hei is very short, so we should have time actually to, if not today, but tomorrow, unless they speak out some extra ideas on the topic. Let's first try to just maintain the pace. Says the Mishnah, Machzir Matiyah Mikdash. One can replace a Ratiyah. Ratiyah is like a bandage for a wound in the Mikdash of Leib Medina, but not in Medina. And again, we've had this cloud a few times already, and there's a difference between Mikdash and Medina. Again, it's a Kuf Beis Mabez, second Mishnah. So you can return a bandage in the Mikdash, but not in the Medina. The idea being returning a bandage is some sort of an Issur D'Rabbanan, right? When we make chiluk between Mikdash and between the Mikdash and between the Medina, is because Ein Shvus Mikdash, we have a cloud, we don't say Shvus Mikdash. Why not? Meaning we're not chayshish to people to be. We allow people to be over their abundance. The Gzir Dabbanan don't apply in the Mikdash. So therefore, it must be returning the bandage to some sort of Dabbanan. And we're saying in the Mikdash it is permissible, whereas in the Medina it's us. So that's only returning a bandage, existing bandage. It's going to be best in both places. Now, what is the Issa Dereisa? Let's say, that's before you get to the Dereisa, can be very simple. Whatever this Dereisa is going to be, the Gzir Dabbanan is that it may come to do that Dereisa. But what's the Issa? What is actually the Issa Dereisa by bandages? So since we have three Machlaikis in our sugya, exactly what the concern is. Sorry, no, with the bandages, I'm just getting ahead of myself. That's the next mission by Yabelos, by warts. By warts, it's three machlokes. By bandages, it seems to be the issue, is the way Rashi brings, and most of Shana agree, is an issue simply of mamachik, right? One of the malachas that a person cannot do on Shabbos is dealing with the hides of an animal, smoothing out the hides. So by smearing any ointment on the skin, typically you put a bandage on, they used to smear ointment, and then that would help the bandage. No, they didn't have the type of bandages we had today. They would put some type of bandage on top of the ointment, top of the skin, and they would smooth it out. The smoothing out is memoriac, which is from the family of malacha, of memachik, of smoothing out hide. That is the malacha that a person would be doing. So again, we're talking about when he's returning the bandage, he's not really going to do a full-fledged deraisa memachik. It would only be a rabbinic, or only be a gzeira unto a case that you may come to put on new ointment, you may come to do new mamachik, and therefore the mikdash is mutter, the medina it's going to remain aser because it's also a drabanan, but in none of the cases is a deraisa, but betchila to betchila, that's aser, even the mikdash, because that could be coming up on a Israel iser, a full-fledged iser deraisa. Now, the relevance, what we're talking over here specifically is in the Mikdash, meaning what relevance of the Mikdash, the first will explain, is a Kayan. A Kayan wants to Aveda. So a Kayan wants to Aveda, he can't have a chatzitza between his hand and the kli. So if he has a bandage there, he wants to remove it. It's kind of like similar to what we do when we're washing tzidayim. If it's a bandage that you typically, that does come off throughout the day, then for washing hands, you'd have to take it off as well. If it's like kind of permanent, then it could be one of the chatzitza. But if it's on, if it comes off in other intervals as well, you'd have to take it off for the tzidayim. So to the similar idea, the kayan needs to remove the bandage in order to avoid this. So we're saying if it already was on before Shabbos, that's great. But to put it on, the chatzitza, even the mikdash, that would be a problem. Zak Nimar, Tanabanim. Ratiya Shaparsha me al gabi maka mechzib Shabbos. A dressing that fell off a wound, you could replace on Shabbos. When Shabbos started, the dressing was there, and was saying that the dressing fell off, and you're allowed to replace it, and Rashi learns we're talking about even b'medina, even out of the mikdash. I lechor, we had a gzer typically, that even though we're saying replacing is okay in the mikdash, right? So being machs in the mikdash is okay, being machs in the medina is not okay. When it fell off, that's a unique case. Falling off is an unusual case. It's considered a mils leishchicha, and therefore a bottom of gezer. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, huchlika lamata, if it slipped downwards, tuch lamala, you can push it back upwards. Lamala tuch lamata, and if it slipped down upwards, you can push it downwards. Umagal mix ratia, and you know what else you can do? You can expose part of it. Meaning, let's say you have a bandage, you take off the bandage partially, and makayach bimaka, clean one side of the wound. Chayez magal mix ratia, you then put it back down that side. You raise the other side, umakayach bimaka, and clean the other side of the wound. Ratia atzman lekanech, but the wound, it's not the wound. The dressing itself, one should not clean, again, cleaning the dressing also is a form of smoothing out the miriach chayv chatas. And if he does an act of miriach, he's chayv chatas. That's a real malacha deraisa. And therefore, you shouldn't be cleaning the bandage itself, but he can clean underneath the bandage. Amar Vidam Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even that even when Rabita was more machmer in this brisa, that when a dressing fell off in Medina, Rabita said it's going to be usher to put it back, only if it slid off a little bit downwards, put it upwards, you can put it push back downwards, but if it fell off totally, Rabita's machmer said you can't put it back. The Rabbanan had said, the first time the brisa said, you could put it back on, we explained because Musla Shechicha, Rabita doesn't subscribe to that. Amr Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda says, now this machleik is in the brisa, where the Tanakhama says that it's mutter when it fell off to put it back on, is only when it didn't fall to the ground. It fell on top of a kli, let's say. The logic being, really gets back to the main yisayid. Falling, putting on mitchila, a new bandage, we're saying it's for sure asr, as we said in the Mishnah. If it, returning an old bandage, we're saying that is mutter mikdash, asr medina, but in the case where we're saying where it fell off by itself, which is unusual, we're saying, kore tanakami, you could put it back on, kore tabriji, still can't put it back on. Says Rav Chizda, the home machleik is where it fell off onto a kli, that's still considered being it. Once it fell to the ground, it's like, even if you want to take the same one and try to put it back up and use it again, it's considered a completely new application. Once it fell to the ground, it's considered as if the original bandage is totally gone, and therefore it's like putting in the chachila, divya kol, that would be usher. Amar Rav Ravashi, Rav Ravashi says, have a community come to Abraham in front of my father, nafaleh, abe sayyav akamadle. A dressing fell from him, off of him, and it fell onto the pillow, and he put it back. Amilai said to him, "Leisav lamar l'hadam Rav Chizda. Do you not hold a list of member of Rav Chizda? Machleik ishpersha." And remember, I think we touched this a couple of times also between maybe the same characters involved. But when a son asks a question to the father, we pointed out that you're not supposed to correct him. It's supposed to be more of a question for him. Does the Torah not say this? Isn't this a shalach like this? I mean, obviously, not in the opposite of a chutzpah takeaway. It's more breaking up the fact, picking up the source without asking directly, how did you do this? L'chari, you're not allowed to. Just saying, do you not hold of this idea? So Rav Ashi's son, my Rav Ashi asked his father, don't you hold of this member of Chizda? Machlekes Shpirsha Gabikim, Machlekes only when it fell into a kli. That's when it's Machlekes. Avpirsha Gabikakar, Usser, it fell on the ground, it is Usser. And his assumption was when it falls on a pillow, that should be like falling on the ground. It should be usher. So my Rav Ashi said, my father responded to me, I never heard of Chizda's member, which at face value says, I never heard of it, but it should be a problem. Now that I heard of it, it's really opposite. Says Gemara, claim our lay severely. And I never heard of it. If my father certainly must have heard of Chizda's member, it means he disagrees with it. When he said never heard of it, it means he disagrees with that member. He doesn't agree to Chizda's qualification. He holds that according to the Rabbanan, it says it's okay. Even if it falls to the ground, it would be okay if it falls on a Shabbos and it's unexpected. Even if it falls to the ground, it's okay. Not dafka if it falls on a kli. And therefore, that's why Rav Ashi's father was Mekel. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Kaishrin Nima Mikdash. We're allowed to tie, let's say the string of the harp. Harp is an instrument that was used in the base of Mikdash. Let's say the string of the harp, or any one of the musical instruments snapped. So Kaishrin Nima Mikdash, in the Mikdash you're allowed to tie Avle Medina. In the Mikdash you can tie, not Medina. That's interesting. Rashi points out, look at Rashi, in the Mishnah, Rashi says very clearly that is towards the bottom of the page. Rashi about 5 lines from the bottom. Rashi said the Nima of the Kiner is part of the Shishal Vim. They used to have Shira by the Kavanas. And if it's snapped on Shabbos, you're allowed to tie it. Ubigmar Mefarshim is quoting Rashi inside. Taima, the Kasavar, Machshirim Mitzvah, Shlehayachal Asis Mesmel, Daha Hayayim Nifzika, Dechas HaShabbos. For Afa Gav keywords, Afagav the Kesher Av Malachu. Even though tying up the string in the Kiner is a Malacha Daraisa now. It's a Malacha. But part of that Vayitim have to do Shechit on Shabbos for the Kabbarnas that are Chayav on Shabbos, not in the Darim, not in the Davis, obviously, but for Kabbarnas that are part of the Seyed Yom Shabbos, do Shechita. So too, tying up the harp, which is part of the Vayitim. Even when you're doing a tying, which is Daraisa, Rashi says, even if it's Malacha Daraisa, it's still okay because any Machshirin for the Avayda that you couldn't do before Shabbos, in this case, you can't fix the broken string before Shabbos because it wasn't broken yet. It snapped on Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to tie it on Shabbos. So this Mishnah will be Mekel B'Migdash even on Deraisa, but again, directly because it's directly part of the Vaida, and you couldn't have done it before Shabbos, it's no different than, it's similar to Shechit itself. Avle Medina, but in Medina, you cannot do it because obviously it's Deraisa of tying the strings, making a kesher on Shabbos. V'mitchila kam kanaser. Now, that's only if it was there before Shabbos, it snapped on Shabbos, you let her put it back. But if it was never tied in the first place, that's clearly a case where they could have prepared it for Shabbos and they didn't, then they're not allowed to tie it on Shabbos itself. Machshirin that you could have done before Shabbos and you didn't do, that's not going to be there for Shabbos. Machshirin they could do before Shabbos, they let it do on Shabbos. This, by the way, sounds very much like the Rebbe Lezer, and we're going to have Rebbe Lezer Shita coming up in the Mar, in the beginning of the, I forgot, it's 18th parak of Shabbos, Rebbe Lezer Demila, famous parak of Lezer Demila of Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar Mila Masechta Shabbos, where he allows for machshirin to be deicha Shabbos, well, not just the mitzvah itself. Once the mitzvah is deicha Shabbos, the machshirin goes to be deicha Shabbos. That fits very much with the same type of shita of Rabbi Elazar. And before we go further, I wanted to speak up before that. Why do we make a chiluk? It's relevant this again as well, but it was relevant already by the bandage. We made a chiluk between the Medina and the Mikdash. We say because ain't shvus Mikdash, there's no shvus Mikdash. What's the logic? What's the asvara? Why ain't shvus Mikdash? So the Ira Kodesh, I'm sure many other before I should bring this similar idea as well, which is a concept we really spoke about a couple of ago. We spoke about an idea that Asay Dechalese, Asay is Dechalese where in general, but not in the Mikdash. In things in the Mikdash, Asay is not Dechalese. And we explained the logic was because Asays represent Ahava, serving Hashem me Ahava, and Leseis represent do not, don't do, that's serving Hashem me Yira, it's refraining from doing things else Yira, and Ahava trumps Yira, serving Hashem Ahava ultimately is trumps Yira, therefore the Asay, which is doing a mitzvah Ahava, trumps the Leseis of doing a mitzvah, not being over Lese out of year, the Hava wins, and therefore we say Seidach Lese. In the Mikdash, the Pasuk describes an obvious concept about the Shechina being there, Umikdashi Tiro, there's a special emphasis on Yiras Amikdash, Umikdash Tiro, and therefore in the Mikdash we revert it to be saying, we say that Asay no longer has the Kech Seidach Lese, because in the Mikdash, Yiras Hashem was more primary. Again, a person always supposed to have both. But the point is the Mikdash, Mikdash Yitiro, Yiras Hashem, is more primary, and therefore the Asay is not going to be the Chalei Asay. That's where we said a couple of blad ago when we discussed whether we don't apply Asay the Chalei Asay in the Mikdash. But that same type of logic could be applied here as well. The reason why we say, why is a person unfortunately over on Isurim, because they forget themselves. Because why do they forget themselves? Because it's not forefront on their mind like it should be. They don't have enough concern, enough fear, really, enough yira. So in the Medina, the Rabban have the gezeiros. In the Mikdash, where you're in a matzav of Mikdash Tiro, you're in a matzav of the ultimate yira, over there, ain't shvus b'mikdash. Not so much that the avoidas deicha d'rabbanans, which that could be a svara, but the Eir Kodesh wants to suggest a different svara, that in the Mikdash, we're not as concerned with people being as lax. We don't need the extra protection of d'rabbanans. Again, this fits very well with all the d'rabbanans that are more gezeiros as gedarim, as protections, because a person may forget himself and be every deraisa. So we're saying in the Mikdash, we don't need it as much because you have extra year in the Mikdash regardless. So it will be relevant in this Gemara too, but for now, we're actually talking about a case of tying a knot onto the Kiner is actually a deraisa anyway. I was saying it's still mutter for a different svar because it's machshirim of mitzvah and it's deicha Shabbos. Now, before we go further in the Gemara, there's actually very relevant to point out. There's machlekes in Sukkah, daf nunam beis. The Gemara there has machlekes where the ikar shira is bepeh, where ikar shira is Bikli. Famous Machlekes is the Ikar Shira that the Levim did. Was it Bepeh, the singing, and the instruments are just there to accompany it? But the Ikar Shira is Bepeh, that's what's Ma'akiv, not the instruments. Or no, Ikar Shira is Bikli, the Ikar Shira is with the Kli itself, and they are Ma'akiv. It's Machlekes Rabbeis Behuda versus the Rabbanah. Rabbeis Behuda says Ikar Shira is Bepeh, where Rabbeis Behuda says Ikar Shira is Bepeh. Is Bikli, I should say, is Bikli, and the Rabbanah say Ikar Shira is Bepeh. So Tesis and Sukkah, Daf, Noam Beis, go references our machlekes, our din of our Mishnah, and says our Mishnah that's saying they let it tie the harp string because it's machshirim of the Avodah, and therefore it's Deicha Shabbos only fits according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda that says Ikashir is Bekli. If Ikashir is Bekli, you're going to have to fix the Kli in order to do the Avodah, and therefore you're allowed to be over even potentially a Deraisa to fix the Kli. But if you look at the Ikashir is Bepeh, so the Kli is not Ma'akiv, so then why would you be able to be Deicha Shabbos to fix the Kli? So therefore it says our Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda in the machlekes over there, that who holds the Ikar Shira is Bikli. That is Tesis in Sukkah Daf Nunam Beis. The Meiri Ava argues. Meiri says no. Even if Ikar Shira is Bepeh, still you can say that our Mishnah, the dinner Mishnah applies. It can be Deicha Shabbos in order to fix the Kli. Shabbos Musaf Shat. Why? If the Ikar Shira is not Bikli, why would you have to? Why would you be able to be Deicha Shabbos to fix the Kli? So Avni Nezer explains a nice lamedus, a famous idea we've had many times, which remind ourselves of. It's actually the home base of it is by Menachas. Kolorei Labila. Ain't be the makeves, right? We have a klal that something which could be mixed. The mixing of the mincha is not makeves. So we know the biggest amount of flour you can mix in one kli in the kli in the mikdash is up to 60 sreinim. So if you have 60 or less, even if you don't actually mix it, it's fine. But once you have more than 60, since you cannot mix it, then it's a problem. So the mixing itself is not makev, but you need to be able to mix. That's the idea. Kolorei, whatever is fit for mixing, and we find that elsewhere also. The gabe bikurim, the gabe the gemara. I mean, there's many places. The gemara applies in dozens of places. But another place that just comes to mind is a person who's able to say the parsha of Bikurim, then saying the parsha itself is Amakiv, the being of the Bikurim. But someone who's not able to say the parsha Bikurim for whatever reason, he can't say it, then we can say it would be Ma'akiv. That's another classic case called the Bila. Okay, so In our case, says the Avnei Nezer, to explain the Miri, even though we're saying that the Kli was there, the Kli is not there only to enhance the singing. It's not really the Iker Shira. Iker Shira is Pepe. And if you didn't do the Kli, if you left it out, you talk about the Yitzah with Pe alone. But since there's a mitzvah to enhance the singing with the Kli, with the instruments, if I was able to and I just didn't, then okay, you didn't do it, it's not makiv. But if I'm not able to play a kli in the first place, if I'm not roya for a kli, that'd be a problem, even according to the Mandamar, Ikashira is bepeh, as I learned the Avnei Nezer in the Meiri, a nice kishmaka. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Vermini, we have a stira. Yes. Vermini, we have a stira. Nimas kinesh nifzika, leikashra elainva. If you have the string of a harp that breaks, they didn't knot it, they did a bow. The Mishnah seems to say you could do a regular knot, no problem. And the Braisa seems to be, the Braisa seems to be saying that you can only do a bow, seemingly because a knot would be a problem of Lachan Shabbos. Says Gemara leikash harabanan harabiliezer. So the Gemara is actually going to offer five different answers. Just to give a heads up, the first two answers, the Gemara is going to deflect the first two answers and say they're not good, and the last three answers are going to stick. So let's see one or two answers, then we'll have this very interesting Kiv Ego here. Says the Gemara, Laikasha, Ha, Rabbanan, Harbalaz. The Gemara explains, Labaz, Amar Machshir, Mitzvah Dechon Shabbos. We kind of pointed this out a few minutes ago from Baz Namila. Rabbaz, she is Machshir, Mitzvah Dechon Shabbos. Kaishra, Rabbaz holds Machshir, Mitzvah Dechon Shabbos. Therefore, he's the author of a Mishnah as well. He says, Tayanat, a regular Dereisik Anat, no problem. To Rabbanan, Ami Ein Dech, Rabbanan argue, they say Machshirim, the mitzvah itself of Dechon Shabbos, Machshir, Mitzvah not Dechon Shabbos, Ainva, you only make a bow, you don't make a knot. In fact, my ear of Elazar, afit chirami. But the Mara says, Mara is a problem. If the Mishnah, and this is what was a little misleading when I connected the idea of Elazar the Mila in our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah, it says at the end of the Mishnah, avo vim betchila kam karaser. If it's the chatchila, then meaning if it was, if you never tied on the string in the first place, then it's usher, sign the Medina, of course, and even the Mikdash is usher because you shouldn't have left it for now. But according to Elazar, lecharia, Elazar holds machshirin of mitzvah, a Decha Shabbos, even putting in the string for the first time should be Decha Shabbos. So you can't make the author of Mishra Belezer because that part of not being able to do it in the Chathchila doesn't stim with the Belezer, so therefore he can't be the author. Ella and the Rabbanan are a problem because once you go to Rabbanan, who's the Braisa that says that he only could do an Ayimvi, he can only do a bow. Ella Kashmar wants to suggest another answer. It's the more deflected answer number one. Answer number two is an interesting chap. We had this rebuke just a couple of hours ago. If you remember, Rebuto was of the opinion that an aniva, a bow, is like a knot. So the Mara wants to suggest, according to Behuda, that we treat a bull like a knot. He was saying in the Chumra that if one makes a bow on Shabbos, it's chayev on Shabbos like a knot, but then you have no benefit of making a bow. So our Mishnah, which says make a knot and doesn't give the option of making a bow, is Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds the Chumra. There's no difference between a bow and a knot, therefore just go make a knot. And the Braisa goes like those that are descent from Behuda hold that a bow is less of a kesher. It's not considered a proper kesher, chayev of kesher on Shabbos, and therefore the Braisa holds make a bow instead. Says the Mara, Lekash Rabbi Yehuda, Harabanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Fekti Mara Bestil. Even if you go like Rabbi Yehuda, all you know from Yehuda is that he doesn't make a distinction between a bow and a knot, they're both going to be chayiv. But still, Rabbi Yehuda then just say that you can't do anything. You can't make a bow or a knot. Why would he be saying that you can make a bow or a knot, saying the same thing, according to Yehuda, on Shabbos, must be subscribing to Rabbi Distin and Machshirim for a mitzvah to Rabbi Lazar? See, back to the same question. For Rabbi Yehuda, leave it to man. Who's going to go like Tapad Ahmed, Kilkim Amal? He'll leave it to Rabbi Lazar, Kamar, Afid Khadami. He must be going to Rabbi Lazar, holds the Machshirim of mitzvah, Deicha Shabbos, so then you should be able to do even a not should be, then even the Chathchila should be able to make the knot. And our Mishnah says, Kam v'kan is also the Chathchila. So the Gemara is going to offer now three more answers. These first two answers will be deflected. Three more suggestions to make a chiluk. The Mishnah says you can make a knot, and the Braisa says you can make a bow. We're going to why only a bow, not a knot? And the Braisa, we're going to have three more answers, and these three answers are going to stick. But just before we see the answers, just one interesting question that the Be'er Lecha brings for Kiveger. Shtag Akasha just also gives us a little reminders, a little chazara of some in Yanim, or even some Alecha Maisa in Kesher. And that is as follows. Kiveger says that he lays down two facts, and then he asks a question. Fact number one is, we know Kesher Shein Shekama is Mutter L'Tzerich Mitzvah. Rabbinically, Kesher Shein Shekama is also Aser. Kesher is not going to last, it's Aser. But for mitzvahs, Kesher, forget about getting to Mikdash and Kachem, for mitzvahs in general, for general mitzvahs, Kesher Shein Shekama is Mutter. That is one din. Next din is, what's called the Kesher Shein Shekama? A Kesher doesn't last 7 days. We had discussions in Shabbos whether it's a Kesher lasts for 24 hours, maybe a little more than that. Lamaise was saying, if it's not lasting for 7 days, that's not called the Kesher Shekama. So says Rabbi Kiveger, Bam Kasha, why are we getting being busy jumping from in the brisa. We instead the brisa episode is the tying a knot outright regular knot is problematic. Okay, but why do you jump to making an aniva bow? Why don't you offer an option of making a kesher that you're not going to leave for 7 days? It's a kesher shenah shakayama, and it's being done in tzarech mitzvah, and that should be permissible. We should have no problem. Just make a knot with the intent that you're going to take it out. You'll redo it after Shabbos before 7 days. Simple, a simple eitzah. Why is the brisa jumping? Even if the brisa holds that regular knot is no good, right? Which you still have to answer why the brisa says aniva only and not a regular knot like our Mishnah. But even if regular knot's no good, why jump to aniva? Go to a kesher she'ena shagama. So Bir Halacha answers interesting, very important lumdus for the halachas of kesher, and that is that even though we had some mashmaises in the Gemara Shabbos, not like this, but again, but I guess the Bir Halacha is saying that the maskana that we don't go with those svaras, and the svara we go with is as follows: that if I tie a knot with the intent to undo that knot within 7 days. But someone else would tie this same knot, and that same knot could last longer than 7 days, and he'd have the intent to use it more than 7 days. The fact that I'm having in mind I'm going to undo it doesn't take away the status of kesher shakayama. It's inherently a knot that could last. This is a knot that could last 7 days. I just am choosing to do it in a way where I know I'm going to undo it. But this same knot, someone would make the same exact level of knot that would last more than 7 days. That also is a problem of kesher shakayama. So the fact that he's going to intend to take it down earlier would not be enough of a kula to call it kesher. And therefore, Bir Halacha says, he explains that Rabbi Akiva's kasha is not true. Why wouldn't we offer that option? Because the option doesn't work, because the knot that you're going to tie is not going to be a knot that, again, you have to do a knot that's going to work for the harp string. The knot you're going to tie is going to be a knot that could last longer, even though you're intending to keep it for less. That's not a good enough svara, and therefore won't help. Okay, so still back to kasha. The Bryce says you do an aniva by the harp string, whereas the Mishnah says you do a proper knot. What's the pshat in the distinctive views? Elikasha Harab Shimon or Rabbanan. The Mishnah, his opinion is going with the sheet of the Chamim, whereas the Bryce is going with Shimon. The Mark explains the Tanya Ben Levi Shenifskal Nima Kiner a Ben Levi whose string ripped in the harp Kaisrei Katai with a regular knot. That's the Tanakama. We say that's the Rabbanan, and that's our Mishnah. Reb Shimon Aimer Einva. No, you don't make a regular knot. Rather, you make a bow. Reb Shimon Alas Aimer. This is a third sheet, which is not really. It's really a side point. We already have an answer. Our answer is that the Bryce is Reb Shimon and our Mishnah is Rabbanan. But the we just quote the Bryce's entirety. Reb Shimon gives another eight. Reb Shimon Alas Aimer Afi in Mishmas as a call. A bow is not good because a bow is not a good enough, torn enough string to be able to produce the right sound. El Mishal Shel Mamat V'Kerech Mamala. He should unwind some of the extra when the string breaks. He should unwind some of the extra at the bottom, pull it up towards the top, and wind it around the top. Mishal Shel Mamat V'Kerech Mamala. It will go the other way. The point is you tighten it by wrapping it around, by winding it, and not by tying it. Okay. The main point is that Rabbi Shimon is saying you make an aniva, you make a bow. Whereas the Chum saying this brisa, the Tanakhama says you make a knot. That's mamish the Chum our Mishnah, and the brisa that says bow is going to go up Shimon. It's answer number three, the first one that sticks. Answer number four, you may say mahav Rabbanan. Both are going to Rabbanan. Leikasha kam emtsa kam in atzah. Depends where it is. Meaning both brisa and Mishnah are going like the Rabbanan to say that you are able to Tain and Shabbos. And they also say in the Mishnah, only things that couldn't have been done before Shabbos could be done now. And what's the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa? It depends where it is. Is it in the middle or is it in the side? If it's in the middle, so the same, then the only way to make this harp work is to tie it properly with the proper knot, you do it on Shabbos. And it snapped on Shabbos, so we were able to prepare for it before. If it's on the side, it's like begedra things that you can do before Shabbos, meaning on the side, it's not as important for the string to be as taut. You could tie it with a bow, and a bow is still sufficient. So that's the chilik in the Braisa talking about it's on the side, whereas the Mishnah talking about where it is in the middle. Again, but they're connecting to Rabbanan, that same opinion, things that you could do before Shabbos, things that aren't absolutely integral to be done on Shabbos, you can't do on Shabbos. Tying the side string is not absolutely integral, and therefore you can't tie it, you only can do a bow. That's answer number two. And some TV, but same Havam said, no, we're talking about cases, Bryce in the Mishnah, where there was, the snap was in the middle. What's the chiluk between the Bryce and the Mishnah? Mar Savar, according to this, we're really going back to Machlekes Rabbanan Reb Shimon, but the question is we're really just adding more color to the Machlekes. That's how the Rishonim learned. We're going to the Machlekes Rabbanan Reb Shimon. His fifth answer is based on the third answer, but we're adding color to it. We're saying as follows: Marsav Gazrinan, Marsav Gazrinan. Really, everyone agrees that normally what you could do is you can fix something which snapped in the Migdash on Shabbos, Mechshir Mitzvah, that you could fix. You couldn't do before Shabbos, that you could fix. Everyone really gets that. That's our Rabbanan of our Mishnah. But in the case of the Braisa, we're saying Einva, Reb Shimon argues as Einva because since we're ripped from the side, and when it rips from the side, that wouldn't be a good enough excuse to fix it on Shabbos. We're geyser not to fix the middle, and here, Liza, you could ask the same question again. We're making a gzeira not to fix something, whereas by not fixing it, you're missing out on a avodah d'oraisa. But yeah, we find such a concept. We're making a gzeira according to Pshimon not to fix the middle. Atu, you make it to fix the side, and the side is not makiv, and therefore Pshimon says we're making a gzeira not to fix even the middle. The Rabbanan didn't hold this gzeira, and they say you can fix the middle, and that's the author of our Mishnah. So again, there's three options how to explain, how to reconcile the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. I mean, ultimately, two of the explanations are really saying it's a machlekes. One's the Rabbanan, one's the Pshimon, and the middle explanation is saying it's both Rabbanan. There's a difference between a snapping in the middle and snapping on the side. Okay, it's like the Mishnah writer. Chaytani avos mikdash. When we cut off or remove a wart in the mikdash, again, it's machlekes in the Rishonim over here. What do we first before we get to what the malach is? What are we talking about? A wart by whom? So Rashi, Rabbi Shimon, we're talking about a wart on the animal. There's a wart on the animal which can be considered a mum, which can be considered problematic for the carbon. So you're able to remove it. You cut it off in order to be able to offer the carbon on Shabbos. You could be chaytik the abelos on Shabbos. Rashi, Rambam, Meiri, both learn. We're talking about a wart on the kayin. It's similar to the case a couple of mishayis got out. We skipped. We had a middle case of harp, but similar to the case of bandage. We're talking about the wart on the kayin, and the wart on the kayin is problematic. Could be an issue with him doing avayda, doing chatzitza, whatever it may be, and therefore you're removing it in order for him to have a flush skin, clean skin, to do the avayda. Okay, but let's go with Rashi and Rav Shenim. We're talking about it's a yabels on the animal. What exactly is the malacha? What malacha is the person being aiver that we're discussing that you could do it? You cut off the yabels in the mikdash, but not the avle medina. Again, the simple explanation is because cutting off your yabels is only rabbinic, not the raisa. Ain't shvus mikdash, therefore you cut off in the mikdash, but in the medina you have the shvus, therefore it's going to be aser. Let's read the next line of the Mishnah. Vim the kli kamakan aser. Mishnah says again, if it's of a kli, if you're doing it with an instrument, then it's aser even the mikdash. Once using an instrument, then it's aser, because seemingly then it's mamash malacha daraisa. Then it's aser even the mikdash. The question again still is, what malacha daraisa is one being over by cutting off a yabelis specifically with the kli? The yad was saying it's like lach yad, and therefore it's not be daraisa. It's only darbanan mutter in the mikdash, but the kli is aser because mamash daraisa. What daraisa is it? So we have three machlekes in the mefarshim. Really, for the only reason that I saw on this is Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi says gezes. Rashi says geizes, just like shearing off the wool of an animal is geizes, so the cutting off a wart is geizes, which is interesting because that's pashtu, which wouldn't be a deraisa, because deraisa is only when you're cutting it off when you want the item. Cutting off the wool is value, the wool is useful, therefore you're cutting it off for the purpose of the wool, that could be a malacha deraisa. But when you cut something off, not for the purpose of what you don't want to use, but you're cutting off, you just want it to be removed, you want it to be away, that would pashtu, typically, we'd say that would be a derabanan. In our case, you're cutting off the yabelas, presumably you don't want the yabelas, you don't want the wart, you don't want the wart skin, you just simply want to get rid of it off the animal, so it's a chiddush that would be considered a deraisa if we're going like Rashi at the malacha is geizes. But that's Rashi's pronounced geizes. Taz seems to say a little different. It's something which is alive and growing. When you detach it from its life source, it's called eikadav megidule. We had the similar idea of taking fish out of water. We discussed once trapping fish. It's eikadav megidule, which is really under the overall, which malacha is that? Which category is it? Kaitzer. Kaitzer is when you rip something out of the ground. It's funny, right? I mean, every geizer really could also, to an extent, be part of this. But the kaitzer is when you detach something from its source in the ground. When you kaitzer it, so we say ikudav gedula is within that realm, and that's the malacha of here. That's what Taz seems to learn. Whereas the Rishash wants to suggest, as problems with Rashi saying it's geizer, like we asked before, because geizer shouldn't be usher. Surely be derabanan, it should be deraisa. He wants to say it's chayvel, it's making a chavala. The malach of deraisa is chavala. Okay, three explanations what the malach is, but we're saying to use a kli is prohibited, even in the mikdash, to use yad is mut to the mikdash, as medina says gemara. Very many. Again, we have a stira from Misha. This is a Misha Psach, and this is a Misha Leiser that I was referring to you earlier when you brought up about carrying animals. Let's see. Here, kivi vavasim chutzachon v'chatichas yabalte ein dechen. So it's really three cases here. You're talking about Karm Pesach, it needs to be brought on Erev Pesach, obviously. On Erev Pesach, fell on a Shabbos. Let's say you did the following things. You need to do the following things. You need to carry it in from carrying in. So the question again is if it's two separate cases or not. Are you carrying it in from Rishus Rabim, which is a problem of carrying, or is the issue just is it one case? Chutzot Chum. Is it one or is Chutzot Chum a separate issue? Okay, we can read it as one issue or two issues. Hekiv Vasim Chutzot Chum V'chatichas Yabalte Ein Derech Shabbos, and the cutting off your bells are not Derech Shabbos. That is the Tanakam in the Mishnah in Pesachim. Rav Lazer, I'm a Derech Lazer. She says Rav Lazer is consistent. He says Deicha. He says that those things are Derech Shabbos. The problem is that our Mishnah says cutting your bells is okay in the Mikdash, and this Mishnah seems to say the Tanakam in the Mishnah say that cutting your bells is not good. Is not good in the Mikdash. It's not good for Karm Pesach, on Erev Pesach, which seemingly would be a case of Mikdash. It's not good. The Mar is going to ask me, one of the Mar's four answers is going to be exactly what you spoke out. That's not happening in the Mikdash. But before you get there, There's another obvious answer. The Gemara doesn't offer this answer. Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah there says Deichen. So make the Tana of a Mishnah Rabbi Lezer. What do you ask me, Akasha? Our Mishnah says that Yabelis is Deicha, and that Mishnah says, according to Tanakam, it's not Deicha. Yeah, but the Rabbi Lezer argues in Tanakam, and then says it is Deicha. So make our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, answers because our Mishnah finishes off. We pointed that before. Our Mishnah says, Uve imbekli kavakan aser. If you're using a kli, that gets to Mlacha deraisa, cutting off the Yabelis, that's going to be aser even in the Mikdash. According to Rabbi Lezer, even Mlacha deraisa, when it's Mukhsha, when you need for mitzvah, is Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer can't be the author of Mishnah. So if Lezer can't be the author, must be the author is the Tanakam. But Tanakama of that Mishnah also doesn't fulfill that Mishnah because he said you cannot go off your bells. So we're going to have four different answers to the question. I mean, last Gemara we had five answers. This Gemara we have four answers. But the Gemara splits it up. First, the Gemara gives two answers in one shot, and then it brings answer three and four separately. So first, the first two answers together. One wants to say that both the Mishnayos over here in Erevin and in Pesachim are talking about a Yabelis, a wart that's moist. So it's alive. It's moist. Cutting it off, that's what should present an issue. But like Kasha, Kam B'yad, our Mishnah talking about taking off by hand. Taking off by hand, that's okay. Kam B'kli, the Mishnah over here is talking about taking off by a Kli, which we ourselves sent a Mishnah, which is going to be part of the conversation coming up. We ourselves sent a Mishnah. B'kli's tak Aser. We sent a Mishnah, even Migdash, if using a Kli, it's Aser. So that Mishnah of Pesachim is talking about taking it off B'kli, and that's why it says, that's why it says Aser, whereas our Mishnah is talking about cutting it, taking off B'yad, and therefore it's permissible. Says the Gemara, a second answer. The Chanam, the other, we don't know who says which answer, but the other opinion said a different answer. Hava b'yad, both cases are talking about doing b'yad. Both cases are referring to doing it b'yad. It depends if it's moist or dry. When it's dry, which is our sugya, when it's dry, it's not really considered detaching. It's already considered dead. It's considered that it just kind of crumbles off. And therefore, it wouldn't be considered, certainly wouldn't be a deraisa issue. It's at best Rabbanan, but Mikdash is mutter, whereas b'medina it's usher. Over there in that Mishnah, in Pesachim, we're talking about where it's moist. Where it's moist, it's deraisa, and therefore we're saying it's a problem to do it in the even for Pesach purposes. Says Gemara, Mandam Rabbi Yada. So we each gave different answers. We have two Mandam, one saying a chiluk between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Pesachim is our Mishnah is B'yad, that Mishnah is B'kli. Other Mandam says that our Mishnah is by dry, a dry wort, and that Mishnah is by a moist wort. Says the Gemara, Mandam Rabbi Yada B'kli. According to the opinion, it says that the chiluk between the Mishnah and Erev and the Mishnah Pesachim is this one's B'yad and that one's B'kli. The one in Erevin is Bekli. My time Amar Hablach Yevesha. Why didn't he say that? Why didn't he say the other answer about dry and moist? Amalach will tell you Yevesha feel Bekli Amishari. But once it's dry, then even Kli is mutter. Our Mishnah, remember, our Mishnah said it's mutter only biyad. That's clear in our Mishnah. Bekli, the Mishnah says it's usher. If you're going to make the chiluk and say our Mishnah is where it's dry, the Mishnah Pesachim where it's moist, that's why it's usher. But if our Mishnah is where it's dry and that's why it's mutter, why is it only mutter biyad? Even Bekli, once it's dry, it's really only drabanan. It should be mutter even mekli in at least in the mikdash. It's just mutter even mekli. So my taima if fruche amalach. I'm sorry, skip my taima loyamar habalech yevesha amalach yevesha feel mekli nam isharim yevesha even mekli is going to be mutter like we just pointed out because it's dry. My taima fruche it just disintegrates. It crumbles down and that wouldn't be an issue at all. And therefore it must be that our mission is not talking about a case of dry. That is that the opinion that made a chiluk between kli and no kli. Well, the madam habalech yevesha one makes a chiluk between whether it's moist or whether it's dry, so why didn't he say the answer of the other one, of whether it's clear or not? My time lamar ha'i b'yad b'kli. Why didn't he make a chiluk between that our case is talking about it's yad, that case is talking about it's kli? Mars is a fairly obvious answer. We really spoke out yad and kli in our Mishnah, which would render the Mishnah in Pesachim totally redundant, extra. Amalach b'kli hatlan im b'kli kavakan aser. Our Mishnah already starts off saying that you can take it off in Medina, I'm sorry, in Mikdash, you can take it off b'yad, but not in the Medina. And then our Mishnah adds, the im b'kli is aser, both Medina and the Mikdash aser. So our Mishnah already spoke out the Kli's Aser. Who needs another Mishnah Pesachim to speak? And I do find sometimes Mishnayos when they come up in their place, in their sugya, so it repeats a din that was said elsewhere because it's relevant to the sugya in this place. Over there, it's talking about the Karban Pesach. It's relevant there for Karban Pesach, and therefore it wouldn't be unheard of to speak out in its place. And the Mara says, the Mara quotes Mishnayos, Legabi Ksuvis, and Mesach Leskuvis, and Mesach Leskedushin, Legabi, with certain agreements that are whether they're viable Tanayim or not, or whether they upend the marriage or not, but the Ksuv or not, the Mara teaches both Dinim together in Ksuvis and in Kedushin. It says you teach the din in Kedushin even though the Ksuvas din because it's lumped together because the Kedushin part, you teach it in Ksuvas because you need it for the Ksuvas part. So you do find dinim are repeated because they're needed in their location. Magamar doesn't want to, this Magamar said it's definitely not a Geshmaka, it's not a first option, and therefore we don't want to talk about a Chilik between the Mishnah being Kli and Yad because our Mishnah really referenced both Kli and Yad. It must be the Chilik between the Mishnah over here and Mishnah Pesachim is our Mishnah talking about where it's dry, Mishnah Pesachim talking about where it's moist. Amalach, v'idach. The other man number says a mishnah stone makli taka tzakasha. Why are we saying it twice? The din of kli. Had the tani hasam mishnah to kabayi a fluke of lazer rabbanon. Not sure. It says a better answer than what I said. Not just because we want to have the mishnah in Pesachim on the topic. We want to quote Rabbi Lazer's dissenting view. We need to quote over the Pesachim. Rabbi Lazer argues. Therefore, we recorded in Enchami that part about not using a kli kor tarkama is not a chiddush, but we quoted it to say a chiddush. Rabbi Lazer's matter even makli. Therefore, we need to speak it over there that tarkama the kli is usher. Says the word of idach taka. The one who says the Mishnah is talking about dafka b'yad, not b'kli, over the Pesachim because otherwise it's repetitive, it's redundant. L'chari, this is why is the maskim that deflection that we want to bring up Shitas Rabbi Lezer? Because he'll tell you dimin derkiva v'avasei mechutz tchum tani drabanan. Interesting. So the Maravir clearly is making it one case that the case of Rekiv in the Mishnah over there of carrying it and bringing it from chutz tchum is a rabbinic issue. It's only a rabbinic issue. By the way, why is the carrying? I'm sorry, it doesn't have to be one case. Two separate cases. I got ahead of myself. The Gemara actually only quotes it in the response. Doesn't quote it right now. But the logic of it is carrying an animal is machlekes is whether it's actually an iser daraisa. Carrying the animal, if you hold chaynes as atzmai applies, and Rav Nachman, it wouldn't be an iser daraisa. It would be maybe iser rabbanan. It wouldn't be iser daraisa. So carrying the animal is only rabbinic. Tchum is only rabbinic, and even the right, and therefore. Therefore, the case of Yabelis makes sense. That's also only rabbinic, meaning it's only a dry Yabelis. That's why he gave that answer. Or told my case, you're doing it by hand, not by kli, because doing it in a rabbinic fashion. Dumi to the other cases. Again, dumi to the kiva vavase. Those cases are drabanan. So too, the case of taking off the wort is by hand, which is only drabanan. V'idach, the one who says that no, that we're talking over there about taking off by kli, which would be biblical. How is he going to learn that these cases are deraisa? Very simple. Herkiva like gram nasan. Carrying is going to pinyon is not gram nasan. He'll going to court to pinyon. Carrying is mamish a real iser malach deraisa. And damar chayna says, meaning we don't go through Rav Nachman who says Chanes Atzmai, we go that you don't say Chanes Atzmai, therefore it'd be a real Isdaraisa. And Abbas Mechutz Tchum, the case of bringing it for Asa Tchum, Kerav Akiv, Dham Chum Mishab Daraisa, the case, the scenario the Mishnah Pesachim brings about carrying for Asa Tchum is going with the Sheet of Akiv that Tchum is Daraisa, and still we're saying, well, you can carry it, so we're talking about, we're talking about the Daraisa scenarios, so to the cutting off the Abels, the wart in that case over there Pesachim, is talking about cutting off with a Kli. Now with the Yad, it's Daraisa, just like the case of carrying the animal and bringing it from Chutzit Chum. Okay. Masar Basif. So Basif is going to ask a question on the opinion that learns that the chilik between Pesachim and our Mishnah is whether it's dry or moist. Masar Basif. Amar Belazar Belazar says, Kavachimer umashchita shim shim lacha dechas Shabbos madach shchita. He wants, in that discussion of Pesachim, he says, Rabbi Lezer wants you to let it carry the animal in and you let it go be, to take it out of the Chum. So, he says as follows, ma shchita shim shim lacha dechas Shabbos elim shim shvus black and white, in addition to Yitzchus Shabbos. Madach Shechita, which is a Melach deraisa, yet Zdech Shabbos to Shech the carbon, so too, so certainly these, carrying the animal, or bringing for Chutzit Chum, which is only a Durabanan, clearly we're saying it's only a Durabanan, we're not going that's deraisa. So you can't be talking about a wort that's lach, that's moist, because that would be deraisa. Clearly we're talking about a case where it's dry, which is only Durabanan, like based on a Rebbe's question, where he's saying that these with Durabanan certainly should be permissible. So the Mercy is, you're right. The Mar therefore doesn't like the tzad that we're explaining that in the case of Pesachim, it's an Isteraisa. That can be the chil between Pesachim and between Pesachim and between our case over here in Erevin. Elam Rabbi Yosef, this is really answer number three. Hava biad, both cases talking about biad. Ushfus b'migdash ekdishu b'migdash etiru. Shfus b'migdash b'midin la'etiru. A pretty straightforward answer that Rashi explains that when you tend to the Karban Pesach, the Sotah Karban Pesach was coming to the Mikdash that day. They didn't do the preps in the Mikdash itself. This taking off the Abel took place out of the Mikdash. So this is the matter of Durabanan in the Mikdash was Dafka in the Mikdash. In a Karban, in the Mikdash, at location of the Mikdash, that's when we say you could take off the, be every Durabanan and take off the war, let's say, with the Biyad, take it off. Whereas over there in Pesachim, even though we're talking about doing a Biyad, we're talking about again in Durabanan, like we just proved from Belazar, we're talking about Durabanan. But still, it's a problem because you're not doing it in the Mikdash. You're doing it out of the Mikdash. It would be done. The normals do it out of the Mikdash, and therefore it's still going to be an issue. Yes, Rabbi Kabbalah, right? Rabbi was sitting and saying over this answer from his Rebbe from Yosef. He was saying it in the presence of Safra, Asif, Safra, Labai, Safra, Estabai. He's telling me that the reason why Pesachim is Usher is because it's outside of the base of Mikdash. Hayakaira, but look at the following question. Hayakaira, Sefer Al Skufa. Someone was reading from Sefer Gemara, and Chazar of Gemara, a couple of ago. Someone was carrying, reading a Sefer, Pashto was talking about a Sefer of Kedusha, and he's reading it, and the very key point, because we're treating a Sefer of Kedusha, is like Mikdash. So you're reading a Sefer, and it rolls out of his hand, and it's Gaga Sefer Miyadai. Good, let's say, as long as he's holding one side, he can roll it back to him. This is a case of Shvusta Mikdash Medina. It's hectish, because the protecting the scroll is a hectic dominion. And where are you? You're not in the base of Mikdash, you're in the Medina. And we don't make Gzeira. Why don't we say that you can't roll it back to yourself. Dumb enough of us asuye, because maybe it's going to fall from your hands and come to carry it. Why aren't we makpid the chayr? It's gzeira legabe mikdash, and we're in the Medina. How are you in the mikdash? We're in the mikdash, great. But if you're in the Medina, why aren't we gzeira? You make up to drop it and carry it fully. And that should be a problem. Says the Gemara, what's the question? Over there, we're talking about you sitting on a threshold, and it rolled weird into Shas Rabim. Even if you would get up, you drop it out of your hand, and it'll be mamish a bringing in from Shas to Shas, a full fledged bringing from Shas to Shas. It's not the Raisa. It's caramelous. It's a caramelous. Shas Rabim to caramelous. Your spuka, let's say, is a caramelous, and it rolled into Shas Rabim. So in that case, you're not being over the Raisa anyway. Says the Gemara. Dilm enough of us asuye? No. Vladakim beskupa karmas. Then we say the my case where the threshold is up as a karmas. Where shus rabim avresafanah. Where the shus rabim going in front of the karmas. The kibin the igda biyadi, since it's part of its tashim, afishus amileka. Let's think about it for a second. It's really two dinim. Din number one is, as long as I'm holding part of it, I'm allowed to roll it back. There's no issur deraisa b'chal. I'm allowed to roll it back. The gezer darbanu would be, don't roll it back, even when you're holding part of it, because you make up to roll it back, even when you dropped it, and that'll be moving for shus to shus. But in our case that we're describing over there, we're sitting on the threshold, and the threshold of karmas, even if you were to drop it and pick it back up, it would still only be Rishis Rabim to Karmelos. It would only be the Rabbanan. So when he's holding it, the Rabbanan aren't even Geyser. Therefore, don't be a case with Raya that we say that we're not being Geyser to Rabbanan in the Medina. No, that would be a Rabbanan under the Rabbanan. That is not a Raya to our Akasha on Abai the Flex of Safar's Kasha. Still, Acer of Safar is another Kasha. Mishalshan is the Pesach Tanam and Mechashecha. Lower the Pesach, Kar Pesach, into the oven. Towards nightfall, you put it into the oven, even though it's going to be roasted after nightfall. I know typically when you cook on Shabbos, there's problems of shemichat b'chalim. So apparently we're not makram the gezeir shemichat b'chalim. This is your abanan when it comes to making the Karm Pesach. Fek mevacha the shvus the mikdash the medina. But what's going on over here? You're not in the mikdash. You're not eating in the mikdash. The people taking the Karm Pesach, they're eating in Yushlayim, but they're taking it to their private houses. So this is a case of an isra abanan of shemichat b'chalim, right? Not having proper, not having it cooked enough before Shabbos, right? In order to leave it on the fire, and you're still. I'm not sure why Kiddush Chayis doesn't apply here, but okay, maybe it has to be. Maybe it's partially cooked already, and it's too late to be Kiddush Chayis. But the Kiddush Chayis means something which is fully raw. And he says mutter because no, I can't be. It's pasha because Kiddush Chayis. The logic is it won't be ready for night anyway. It'll only be ready for the morning. You're not going to soak the coals because it won't be ready for the morning anyway because it's fully raw. Which is why the Pesach we say today Kiddush Chayis is not so pasha because our ovens are very very thorough and they cook very well. Things get cooked within an hour or two. They could be ready for the nighttime. So Kiddush Chayis may not be such a simple hat anymore. But Karm Pesach, you're supposed to eat it at night, so you can't wait until the morning. So Shemichat Shesich will be a problem, and yet we're not worried about it. And it's in the Medina. So if Safar asks, according to your klal, the Rabban in the Medina should be problematic. And we're not gazing Shemichat B'chalim. Why? We should say that we should be concerned that you're going to be Mechata. Ishtik quiet. Didn't have an answer. Kelsa came to Rav Yisrael came from Basif. Amalei Sir Basif. Hachem Rav Safar. This is what Safar said. This is what Safar asked me and had no answer. Amalei Sir Basif said, why don't you answer the following? My time is Tashinle. Why don't you answer B'nei Chabura's reasoning that we have a klal B'nei Chabura's reason, the people of Chabura of the mitzvah of Pesach, this reason, and therefore even Medina, we're not going to make Gzeir Darbanan. But you're right. Normally we would make Gzeir Darbanan in the Medina outside the Mikdash. Abaya, the reason why he didn't say this is because he had a cloud. Kohanim's reason name, Amrinan, B'nei Chabura's reason name, Amrinan. We say about Kohanim being his reason, we don't talk about the B'nei Chabura being his reason. It's actually very ancient Tesis, and we don't have time for now, but the Tesis in Pesachim that makes the discussion, brings that there's a Gemara that references the people of the Chabura being Zaras. Tesis wants to make a chilik between Legabe what? Legabe avoid the type of things that the Kohanim are more Zaras, they're more used to it, they're more Zaras. Legabe just general Averis, so the there's a spur to say that B'nei Chabura Mazar is because, remember, this is a one-time thing. They don't get to avoid it normally. They're not involved in karbanos. This is a one-time thing. A once-a-year karban, people can be more careful. The kohanim, there's a spur to say that they could be potentially less careful. The case for Tzvam, which should be more clear, is by Hetzah, by taking the animal chutz from its makam. So taking kachim, the meat, out of the Yushlayim, taking it out of the mikdash of its kachim, we're more concerned by the kayin than we are by the people by the Bnei Chabura. So he says that seems to be opposite our Gemara, where we seem to be saying that the Kohanim Mazaras, at least according to Abaye, Kohanim Mazaras, the Bnei Chabura. So the answer Taisa gives is, it depends on the Gabi what? The Gabi certain things, you say the Kohanim Mazaras, the Gabi taking the meat out of its place, Kohanim have meat all the time, and therefore it's less of a novelty to them. We're more concerned they may take it out of its place. Whereas Bnei Chabura, Pesach, once a year, over there we can trust them more, but the Gabi avoid itself Kohanim Mazaras than regular people. Okay, let's give a few more lines. Let's get to the Mishnah. Rav Amar, Rav Lazi, Rav says, a fourth answer to reconcile our Mishnah and the Braisa. Our Mishnah saying that you're able to take off the abelos, and the Braisa says that you cannot take off the abelos. Says the Gemara, The Mishnah, our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, who says, "Our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Elazar, who says that you're able that we say avada that machshir mitzvah adek Shabbos. That's what you can take off if need be. But even Rabbi Elazar agrees, as much as it can be mishana, be mishana. If you can do it in an oifen of shinoi, then it's still better to do it in an oifen of shinoi. That is the pshat, and that's why, in order to avoid the rices, that's why." And the Mishnah was saying that take off the wort by hand, whereas taking off for the kli, which is deraisa, better not, no reason to do it. And the Gemara in Pesachim, which says that again, a court of Lazar, you're allowed to do it because you have no choice. You're allowed to be over an iser. And Tarakam is over there, not going to go to Lazar. But our Mishnah, the answer we didn't want to go to at first, our Mishnah, and the reason we didn't want to go to is because Lazar says, even Klishmi Mutter, Lazar says, even Machshir Mitzvah Mutter, the Tech of Shabbos, we are bothered that our Mishnah, even Klishmi Mutter, not just Yad, the answer is no. The Mishnah really is Rabbi Lazar, and even Lazar agrees. If you don't have to use kli, don't use kli. Why use Yad when you have the opportunity to use kli to be the Shinui? Says Gemara, Mahi, where do we find this idea that wherever you can be Mishana, where it's best to be Mishana as much as you can? We'll go through quickly. The time the price of the Abelas. Chaveri Chaitla Bishina, the kind that developed the Abelas on his body, his friend should come and take over his teeth. That's a double Shina, friend, teeth. Bishina in Kli, Chaver in Eli. Dafku with his teeth, not with the Kli, Dafku with his friend, not with himself. Mani, who's the author of that memory? Elam Rabbanan of Mikdash, if you're talking about Rabbanan and the base of Mikdash, keep them Rabbanan Ba'al Mishu Shvos. The Rabbanan say that taking off a Abelas is really only Rabbanan. So, Hacha Mali, who, Mali Chaver, why do you have to come out to friend? Once it's Rabbanan, the Rabbanan Matir, for Tariq mitzvah, so let him just take off himself. El Havs Rabbi Lazar, Dhamma Machayev Chatas. It must Rabbi Lazar said that our Yabelis normally would be Chiv Chatas. But, Hacha, what's the Kula? Afagad Machshir mitzvah Derech Shabbos. Over here, he yells Machshir mitzvah Derech Shabbos, therefore it's Mutter. But even so, Kamadav Shashin, Mishinin, you try to make it as much change as possible. Says Mar Lai. Lele Rabbanah tell you really know, the Mar says, and therefore the proof that Rabbi Lazar holds, you change as much as possible, and that's what we're going to explain Amish as well. The Mar wants to deflect, the Mar attempts at deflection, it's going to fall off it. The Mar attempts to say, no, I'll tell you not. Lele Rabbanah says, Rabbanah, he also bequeathed Hacharami, had a been on his front side, crazy means literally his stomach, but been on the front side where he could reach with his body, with the body, then he himself should bite off his body, the kain, and not find some other kain to do it. Hacham Eskino making a kimta. The case is the kain should also in the Sheikh Begabai, Batsili Yadav. We're talking about where it was the bite is required to be done on his back, on the back of his elbows, or on the back of his body, where he can't reach. That's why you're going to a friend. So why are you coming out there? Why are you telling me it's going according to a blazer, and we try to make as much sheen as possible? It's just a practical case where it was impossible to do otherwise. Said the Gemara of Irabanan, Nishkale, the Mar doesn't like this. If Irabanan, one second, but we just said before, according to Rabbanan, taking off a wart is only Rabbanan, and Rabbanan's were mutter in the Mikdash of Tzarech Avodah. So take off biyad, why are you busy biting it at all? Question one. The Tifshet, Rabbi Elazar, and furthermore, if why don't we use this to also be Pesha, another proof that the price is likely Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, because if not, let's be patient. Shadow of Elazar, not to be confused with Elazar. Tifshet of Elazar, Dharma Elazar, Machlekes Biyadav Bekli, Avav Bekli, Divikol Chayev. You should be patient. That Bekli, everyone holds is Chayev. If you're going to make the author of the Brisa, the author of the Brisa, the Rabbanan, says Marlo Tameich, according to you, so go back, make it a Blazer. La Blazer, not Mishkul Biyad. Even according to Elazar, why Taka don't use the hand? How am I? The Marlo says simple. Yam Bishlam Rabbi Elazar. I need to cause Yad to Kli. Make Xer Yad to Kli. El Yer Amarbanan, Nishkle, Nile Biad, if it's Rablazar, we make Xer Yad to Kli. But if it's Rabbanan, it makes Yichar Yad should be equally good. It's the whole thing is Rabbanan anyway, and will only be Mat Rabbanan's. You should do it Biyad and not do it with the Shinai. And therefore, it must be the author of the Bryce of Rablazar. If the author of the Bryce of we see that we try to do it Mishininan as much as possible. We'll pick up Matsyama Matsyabas. I apologize, I'm running late to davening. We'll pick up Matsyabas. I know we're still a drop behind, but we're basically up to date.